Joining us now is the new police chief of East Lansing, Larry Sparks, and welcome and congratulations.
Thank you, and thank you for inviting me here today.
What is your first priority as chief of police in East Lansing?
My first priority is community outreach. I feel that you have to be engaged with your community. The best decisions are collective decisions, especially when they involve quality of life issues. Everybody coming together, bringing all their ideas to the table, and we'll find out what the best solution is. And so community outreach, I think, is a cornerstone of any police agency, certainly East Lansing, and it is absolutely my priority. We've tried to increase transparency. We put our policy and procedures online so that people can view them. They'll understand or at least have an opportunity to review why we do what we do. We think that's huge. We are in the process of implementing a new body camera system. And what we're going to do is we're going to not only review those videos, we're going to keep a database of those videos. And at some point, we're going to release the demographics of every traffic stop, who's being stopped, why they're being stopped, where they're being stopped. We want to increase transparency. I think that's one of the first undertakings that has already started that I want to continue. And you'll see that, you know, in the first quarter, I hope, of 2018.
You've been a part of this force for 30 years. You know, some say, you know, they would look forward after 30 years to retirement, maybe perhaps, or taking life a little bit easier. But you've decided to move into the top job. Why did you seek this position out?
I started preparing for this position about 30 years ago. This is my dream job. I feel a renewed sense of energy for this position. And I think the former chief, Jeff Murphy, laid a nice foundation. He put a nice first story on the building. I want to put a second, a third story, and maybe a couple outbuildings. I think that there's work to be done here, and I'm prepared to do it.
East Lansing is a city of 48,000, and you have Michigan State University right there. How do you meet the challenge of being in a city with a large university?
Well, first of all, I think you embrace it. The university brings a lot of life to our city. Game days are really nice. It's a nice atmosphere. What we want to do is continue that. We want to make sure that everyone is safe. But I think it brings energy to the downtown. It brings energy to the city. And to be quite frankly, without the university, our community would be very different. I embrace it, and I think that it brings a lot to the table.
What is the biggest challenge facing policing, either in your department or nationwide?
I think you have to establish trust. And I think we've seen that across the United States. You establish trust, maybe sometimes one person at a time, but it starts with communication. Communication's everything. If you're talking to people, you're sharing information with them, you're getting to know them, they're getting to know you, I think that goes a long way towards establishing trust. Once you have trust, you have mutual respect, and you can go on and you can accomplish anything that you set out to accomplish as a group. And that's where we're going at the East Lansing Police Department.
You know, here at WKR News, we've covered the transition that East Lansing has made from, you know, what they used to call Sundown Town to being an extremely diverse community. How does the police department meet the needs of having to address that diversity?
Well, again, we embrace diversity. I think it's great for the community. It's one of the reasons why I want to move to East Lansing. I think it brings a lot to the community. But one of the things that we're going to do is we're going to actually try to make our police department reflect the community that it serves. We're going to go out and do some recruiting, and we expect that we'll accomplish that. And that's one of my priorities as the chief of East Lansing Police.
Is there any stats you can share with us?
Since 2010, 48% of our new hires as police officers have had minority status. Now, that does include women. So the stats are, while they are very good, I believe there's room for improvement, and we're certainly working very hard to accomplish that.
We're talking with the new police chief of East Lansing, Larry Sparks. In addition to serving on the police department, you play an important role in the Shiawassee community of Lanesburg. Tell us about that.
Well, it's basically a role that I've watched my entire family play. My father was the fire chief in Lanesburg for about 20 years following his retirement as captain of the East Lansing Fire Department. And my mother was a city clerk in Lanesburg for 34 years. I thought that there were two Sparkses involved. There might as well be a third. So I joined the fire department and have been with that department for 30 years. I've served in many different capacities, most recently as chief for the last 4 years. I am actually stepping down from that position tonight. I've decided that I want to devote all of my time to the East Lansing Police Department. I feel this is a full-time job that requires a full-time commitment. But in addition to the fire department in Langsburg, I've been a mayor pro tem twice. I've been a mayor. I was the youngest mayor ever elected to the Langsburg City Council at the age of 30. And in addition to that, I've continued to serve on the council. I have about 14 years of service currently and serve as the chairman of the police committee, and I'm also on the finance and labor relations committee.
So the Sparks family is really a big part of the history of that community.
Yeah, it dates back to the early 50s when my grandfather was the police chief there, and he was killed prior to me being able to meet him before I was born. He was in a car accident, and I still have his badge. And I think that was probably the beginning of my inspiration to be a police officer and certainly follow in his footsteps.
Lanesburg is about 1,300 people. What is special about this community?
Well, it's a tight-knit community, but it goes back to trying to accomplish some of the things I want to accomplish here. People communicate with each other. If you leave and you tell somebody, your neighbor, that you're going to be gone, they're going to be watching your property, or they're going to be watching your kids. I can remember as a kid when I first got my driver's license that I needed to be very careful how I drove in Langsburg, because information would be back to my parents before I was home. And it's that kind of community. People respect each other. There's a mutual respect, trust. And I just think it says a lot about a group of people that come together. If there's a problem, they come together and they resolve it collectively. And that's what I want to do here.
How does living in a small Michigan community like Lanesburg compare to living somewhere larger like East Lansing or Lansing?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that when you live in a small community, although it's great to know everybody and have everybody there to help you, anytime you really want to do something or expand your horizons, you're 25 to 40 minutes away. When you live in a community that is diverse and brings a lot to the table, there's many different things that you can do. You know, I was out walking while I'm looking for houses here in town, and the trail system here is outstanding. Now, I've patrolled it as an officer, but I see it in a different way as a resident. And I think that's one of the reasons why I want to live here as police chief. You know, I'm walking the trail and I'm seeing it for the first time as a potential resident and seeing what this community has to offer. When you walk on the campus of Michigan State University and you walk down the river trail, I mean, some of the best views around. It's fantastic. And I just think that there's a lot of recreational opportunities here. There's a lot of civic opportunities here. And I'm really looking forward to being a resident.
Is there one moment that stands out in your 30 years of service, you know, to East Lansing that, you know, or a case that, you know, really sticks in your mind, good or bad?
I've had many cases that have stuck in my mind. Some have been quite tragic. I think some of the celebrations that we've had here in years past that didn't go so well stick in my mind. But you know what sticks in my mind even more importantly is how we move past that. It's no longer an expectation that you come here to have those kind of behaviors. You come here to get an education. You come here to have a good time. And that's what we want you to have. But you're not here for those other purposes. I think the last few years we've seen quite a change in the student body, and I really embrace that concept.
Well, thank you for joining us. Larry Sparks, the new East Lansing Police Chief.
Thank you very much.
And he is swearing in. Will be August 25th at 2 p.m. at the East Lansing Public Library.